How do you feel about the scrimmage on Saturday?
Good. We did a lot of good things. We're not ready to play a game yet, but I think we're on track. We have a good team and did a lot of good things Saturday.
How close do you feel like you are to naming a sort of quarterback?
We're getting there, but I'm not in a hurry. I mean, we're going to just keep playing for a little bit. I would prefer that, you know, that my experience with these things is usually the decision gets made on the field and it gets to a point where everybody on the team knows, and then when we say who the starter is, everybody's like, yeah, duh, you know, like that's what we're looking for. We're not quite there. It's a good battle, but we'll keep going for a while. There's no rush.
Do you have an actual deadline in your head that you have to make a decision if it doesn't become apparent?
No, not. When Zach and Jeremy were here, we made the decision like 3 days before the first game. and then both those guys ended up being pretty good. So I would like it to be sooner than that, but we're not. There's no deadline.
In a camp where you're establishing the depth chart, how do you balance the development of a young guy like Mel Luke?
It's hard because it is clearly a two-man race. So those two guys are getting the bulk of the reps. And so Noah Lugo's development is going to come playing scout team and next spring. That's his best chance, you know. And because that's part of the deal. When you are having a two-man battle, you have to invest most of the reps in those two guys.
Coming out of that scrimmage, how do you feel about your offensive line overall?
Improved. They're getting better. Yeah, we still need to go do it in a real game, but I believe in those guys, and I believe in what we're doing, and they're really well coached.
What we've seen, it looks like there's a 6-man rotation for those 5 spots. Do you feel like it's pretty set with who you're going to go with?
There's still some battles going on there, yeah, and I would say it's probably a little more than 6, but there's our second team O-line's improved a lot too. There's some good players in that group, and it's just about, we had good players last year too. It's just about playing as a unit. We got to execute as a unit, and I'm seeing improvement there. But I don't want to make any bold statements until we go do it in a real game.
Obviously, the quarterbacks weren't fully live, so wearing the green shirts and everything in the scrimmage. But Kalani was saying that most of the other position groups did have at least live reps and whatnot. What did you think of kind of the physicality of the offense when you got to see them sort of go all the way through contact and everything?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because that's been the number one priority since the end of last season, is we need to be more physical. We need to get back to playing the way we played the 3 years prior, where we were a physical team that could run the ball. And so we are, I believe that we're heading in the right direction. And it's an everyday thing. It's an 11-man deal. Everybody on our offense has to be physical. Everybody has a role in the run game. And when we're running the football, that's what opens up our play action pass and our, you know, our ability to stretch the field. And so I'm seeing a lot of good things, but again, I'm just going to keep saying it until we go do it in a real game. I'm challenging our players to stay focused on just the next play, each practice one at a time.
How many receivers you have? Do you know kind of where JoJo Phillips stacks up right now, and what do you think his role will be?
JoJo's going to play a lot. He's a good player. Yep.
Kalani expressed confidence. He thinks LJ Marr will be ready by week one. You expressed the same.
Yeah, he's cleared. He's practicing. We're just not letting him get tackled or get hit very much. And same with Folau. We didn't let Folau get tackled Saturday. He took a few live reps in a practice last week, and then in the scrimmage, didn't let those two guys. Those guys don't have. There's no need to get them tackled right now.
With the quarterback situation, is there any scenario where week one you play multiple guys and try to see both of them, or do you have a philosophy on that?
I don't want to do that, but I would never say never. I mean, that's not how I want it to go, no.
Cody Hagan was a big recruit for you. What have you seen from him this fall?
He's really good. He's a smart guy. Unbelievable how fast he's picked up our offense. I mean, he knows the offense like a veteran player already. He can run, and he's doing a good job. He's doing a really good job. He's got a bright future.
Is there room for him in the rotation wide receiver?
There's room for as many good players as can help us win. I mean, I'm serious. We've had years where we rotate 8 guys. We've had years where we rotate 4. It just depends who steps up and who can help us. So And that goes for tight end, that goes for running back and receiver. We'll play as many guys. If guys prove that they can do something well to help us win games, we'll put them in the game and do what they do well.
Anything else?
Good.
Okay, awesome. Good to see you guys.
Thanks, sir.
Yep.